gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Hi, everybody. I'm super excited. We actually had to switch from my platform to Equine Connections platform. So thank goodness. We've got Carson Scooter, our technical whiz, here with us. And she's got us up and running. I'm super excited to, if you haven't already met and know about Equine Connection, I'm really excited to introduce you. They're an amazing group of people who are running an awesome program that I really feel proud to recommend and share. And I went through their program. I'm actually a certified Equine Connection practitioner. And you guys know that I'm not necessarily married to one modality of facilitation, and I have studied several, but I don't recommend many. And this is definitely one I do recommend because of their integrity and their attention to the welfare of the horse. And so I know you've been waiting to meet them. So why don't you guys come on board and meet the herd? Welcome to Love and Equine Assisted Prosperity. This is Kari Fulmeck. Raise your hand. Kari, raise your hand. Yay. And Carolyn Charles. Oh, yes. The other Carolyn. Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, thank you so much for having us on, Shelley.
Yeah, this is great.
So good to see you again.
I'm really super excited to be hosting you guys here in Raleigh in March. And so let's chat a little bit about what that's going to look like and who this program is really benefits the most, right? In terms of types of practitioners that would most be interested in your program.
Types, my goodness. Everybody should love this one. Ours is definitely,
you know me, I'm kind of like, okay, who's your audience?
Yeah, exactly.
You know me, I'm all about who's your audience.
Yeah. Well, for ours definitely doesn't have the therapy piece. So ours is life skills or skills development. So if it's something that you're thinking, oh my goodness, I want to work with horses so badly, I want to be able to help humans, but I don't want to go back to university for another 4 or 6 years or 8 years, this is a really beautiful way to be able to bring both of those loves together, because all of the lesson plans and exercises and materials and the research piece, everything's been done for you so that you can be just kind of like we are, just normal human beings without those big degrees for the therapy piece.
I think the biggest common thread that we've had through all of our facilitators is the people who love working with people and want to help people and love working with horses. And they've really been searching for a way to put those two pieces together, to be able to move forward, to make a business of it, to move forward with their lives. And really, like, a lot of people who want to do this when they retire, a lot of people who are wanting to do this full time. Some people are just doing it for their own personal foster families or whatever it may be, but it really is that love of people and love of horses and the ability to bring them together in a proven curriculum so people can develop life skills.
And most importantly, still maintaining that welfare of the horse, because I do have to say, for our certification, we're most proud of the piece that we keep that horse number one important, because we know we can't use the horse. We want to actually partner with them to be able to let the humans who are taking the programs to be able to be empowered to answer those questions themselves versus us telling them or using the horse in a different capacity. Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for just a minute. And that's one of the reasons why I am drawn to what you guys do and that I recommend your program, because of that focus on the welfare of the horse. Has there ever been a time, well, I know there has, but I know you have many stories. So is there a time or two that you noticed that you had a horse or horses that were not happy with the way the program was going or what they were doing? And so you made a decision on the horse's behalf. Could you share a little bit about that? I think people find this really important.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like we had started almost 12 years ago. So we had this one horse in particular. His heart was so, so big. So he was always wanting to help people. But we started to notice after probably about a year and a half that he started getting, he didn't like it. You could tell he would walk away. He never wanted to be with anyone. Then his head started to actually get very dangerous. So then I brought in the vets to see like what's happened, what's changed. Well, what happened and what changed for him is he was a horse who was actually abandoned when he was young. So he didn't have that ability to stay with his mom and understand how do you get rid of things when, you know, get rid of all the things you no longer need and be able to be strong and a healthy horse. So what he was doing was taking on so much of, I don't want to call it baggage, but the stuff that the people bring to our horses, the stimulus, yeah. And he didn't know how to get rid of it. And we, at the time, we didn't know how to help him. So he actually ended up being the teacher and the helper for now all horses' welfare globally. Because of him, it took us 2 years to figure out how do we maintain and help that welfare piece of our horse and be able to get him back. And we were able to get him back again, and happy to say he's still in our programs, but now we're doing all the right things to make sure that every horse that enters any of these programs is always really looked after and what it is that they need first, and not overwork any of our horses, because they do major work with these people.
And you don't know what you don't know until...
No, you do know.
Right? So, I mean, this has been, you're right, 12 years of learning how to make sure. And, I mean, we always had the best intentions, but we've grown leaps and bounds time after time of being able to really work with our horses. This is not where we use horses. We work with them. They are the stars of the show.
Bread and butter.
Exactly. So that's where this welfare piece comes in, and it's so paramount to every single one of our facilitators and ourselves.
I
need to lean in.
I know.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I know that's, leaning each other's side. That's a personal, I mean, that's a very personal experience that, you know, you want to be professional, you want to do the right thing. And wow, horses have a capacity limit, just like people.
Oh, 100%.
They need to be cleared. And yeah. Awesome.
And you know,
so I have a couple of questions too.
Okay. Well, then we'll let you ask instead of just talking.
I mean we could talk for a long time. I know that.
We got to be very specific and targeted.
I know. This won't go too long. I promise 30 minutes or less. So I know as a graduate of your program that you guys have just phenomenal support for your graduates. And so I wanted you to share a little bit about the kind of support that you offer, and also on that topic, the kind of support, but who do you see being the most successful in the utilization of that support? Because just because the support's there doesn't mean people access it. So
exactamundo.
Very true. And we have had some of our most successful people will tell you that they started out thinking, oh, I'm just going to retry this my own way and da, 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 da. And then they finally said, okay, this is so hard. I'm not going to try that. I'm going to listen to exactly what they said. And that's when they really started moving the leaps and bounds forward with their business. But the support we really believe is the integral part of this whole program. We remember what it was like starting this up and basically banging our head against a brick wall for many, many years, because it's a hard business to get going if you don't know how. And we really believe that the support is the only way to help everybody get to success. And if we're not getting people to success, then we really
aren't doing our job.
Yeah.
Because it's not about certifying people and saying good luck. Yeah. It's really about certifying people. I mean, if we're really in it for the right reasons, which is the purpose and fulfilling destiny for not only ourselves, but our horses and the clients who are coming in, it has to be that we work together as one team. We're not keeping secrets. We are sharing everything, because globally, so many humans need help, but they don't know what that help is. But when a human can be able to help themselves just because the horse is there versus a human being trying to tell them what needs to be changed, it's beyond powerful. And there's so few of us. And because it did take us so many years to get this whole thing rolling.
So much money.
When it was offered to become an instructor, you know, there was a lot of thought to go into, do I really want to take this on? Because everything that we teach, our name goes, it's attached to it. And then we thought, okay, if we do this, we're going to do this right. Then that means every human who gets certified, they're going to be supported for the term of their certification. They're going to have, what is the verbiage I need? How do you market? How do you do those targets? How do you do a business plan? How do you actually go to those organizations so that they understand what it is that you have? Because nobody's alone. We can't be alone in this business. So if we work together, we all succeed together.
And not only the support from us, but from all of the other facilitators across the globe. That's one of the things I think is so phenomenal with our group of people, is that they really do help each other out. Everybody has the same intention out there of, we want to be able to help people and get equine-assisted learning the right way across the board, across the world, right? And we all work towards that intention piece of it as well, where we're actually able to support one another too. So we've got this beautiful group of people who somebody will throw in, you know, a comment or a question, and then all of a sudden we've got 14, 15, 16 people who are writing them back right away, and I felt just like that too, or now I'm like this. And it's really a supportive and encouraging way to be able to start a business rather than feeling alone.
You know, one thing I'd like to really comment on, you know, it's a 5-day certification. Nobody in the world is an expert in 5 days. It's not possible. That's why we love having that online review training, which is comes with your course package anyways, and that's a 4-month online course package. The free training anytime that you want or you need it, and that's where that support piece always comes in. And again, even for you, Shelley, it's going to be great because you get to take the course all over again, no charge. You just get to learn a deeper way of what equine assisted learning is. So the expert piece in the certification is by continuously moving forward, getting the training, and going out and continually doing it.
And I'm sorry I keep looking down. I'm trying to see too. Has anybody commented or anything else like that too. So if you do have questions or comments, I can see them when I look down.
Can you
so that's
see
what
that?
I'm doing.
I don't see them.
I know. It's just I have to
do it through your
yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I can turn this a little on my back. So
I can see that somebody's posted in Facebook, but I can't. I'm afraid to click over because I don't want to lose you.
Yeah.
I can see Kathy's opening up.
Yeah, so let's go back a minute about what you said about, of course, nobody is an expert in 5 days. And just from my experience, you pack in, it's like a fire hose of information. All incredible information. It's all really, really good. Really good. And I love that you have people actually actively participating and doing the work, not just watching or learning about the work. And I think that's important too. Obviously they can't do everything you do in 5 days, but that they get a sampling of what that's
right.
like.
And
yeah, and
experiential
with the horses and can you say that again? It was kind of breaking up on my end.
Oh, how could you ever do a course that's about experiential learning without experiencing it yourself? Like, you have to feel what it's like to not only go through the programs, but to facilitate them too, right? It's a huge piece.
With clients. Mm-hmm. That's the other part that's so exciting. You literally are not just facilitating each other. You facilitate live clients. So you can actually see how those horses literally talk. So you've got those step-ins.
You guys do a nice job of helping people understand how to read the horse. I mean, there's so many layers to reading the horse. We know that. There's so many. I mean, like you said, 12 years, and I'm like, you know, I know this much. Like, just, you know. So
it's so true.
Yeah. However, there are certain, I like the way that you help people and your students share with other people what to look for in horse speak so that they feel empowered when they're out there with the horse and not just trying to figure it out. I think that's important. I've been through programs where they do nothing to empower the participants. And that was a little shocking. And you do a really nice job of empowering your participants to be successful.
I love that. And thank you so much, Shelley, because we really worked so, so hard on it, because that way it's so much more fairer to our ponies, our horses, so that we actually are partnering with them instead of using them. Did you need to move? I don't know. I don't know how to help her sit upright.
I don't know either.
Just a few more minutes. Hang in there.
I don't know even if that's the right way. Okay.
Do you want to lean into me?
I do.
There we go. Okay, where's that?
Okay, and then the other really great thing is you guys are hilarious.
That's just an advantage to the course, eh?
Yeah, and I'm all about fun, and if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. So yeah, that's and you know, this should be fun. You know, it's serious work, and we have to bring some levity and heart and laughter to it, or gosh, we would just be crying every day.
It's just so true.
Yeah, it'd be too heavy.
Well, even for the people we facilitate, that's a lot of times what they need in their lives too, right? So it is that piece of being able to laugh, and the horses, they love the laughter.
I know, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we always sing that song, right? And I think that's the best part about the horse piece as well.
Oh my God, you're going to get it stuck in my head.
People, not the horse, no people. And it's funny that you say that, because it is about the people. But if we as the professional facilitator don't actually understand when the horse is actually trying to say something, and we're not stepping in when they're saying hello, I want you to step in over here, then we're missing the boat, because we're thinking and we're hearing too much of what the people are doing, where that's not our job. We promise to partner with the horse. We do that. Let the human being figure out their own answer.
Well said. Well said. So, okay. I think, what else do you guys want to say? Oh, we got to talk about dates and all that stuff, and how to get to your, you know, tell them how to get to your site and how to sign up for it. Come to the Raleigh one, because then I get to be there too.
Yes. Hey, is it going to be warm at your place when we come?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Just like Alberta. Yeah.
You know, well, our weather is real. You know, we say, and I think everybody has this phrase, but if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, because it'll be different. We could have in the week that you're here, it could be 70, it could be 30. Oh, okay. So let's see, Celsius. I'm trying to learn Celsius. It could be zero, or it could be, what is it, like?
15, 20.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or 24. You know, I mean, it could be beautiful, sunny, or rainy and cold all in the same week.
Yeah. Okay.
So just, you know, just tell people dress, bring layers so you can move out. And we've got, we have ways to stay warm and if we need to. And I know it's going to be fabulous, because I've never had an event that wasn't fabulous.
Hey, when this horse, there can't go, nothing can go wrong matter. With horses. Nothing.
Exactly.
So yeah, let's let him know.
Yeah, to find the course itself, you can head to our website. It's www.equineconnection.ca. So it's connection, no S, .ca. And you can head up into the upper right-hand corner. It says upcoming courses. And then on there, you just scroll down to our USA ones, and it'll be right there, thing hosted by Shelley Whitehouse.
Beautiful Shelley. It is the early part of March.
16 through Monday the 16th is the first day through whatever. And then there's, did we put on where I sent you like good places to book for staying?
Yes, we got
it. Yeah, we did that. Okay, good.
Yeah, the map's on there, everything else. And if you do have any other questions, feel free to private message us or check us out on the website too. There's tons of info on there.
I'm just so excited, because you see, when you USA people, when you book with us, we're Canadian. So you pay Canadian pricing. What does that mean for USA people? It means like 35% savings.
Yeah.
That means when you see your little Visa bill, you'll say, oh my goodness, look at how much cheaper it is because it converts it over to your money and you're like, wow, yeah. You just can't believe how cheap it is.
So if you rang through $1,000.
I know, I feel bad for you guys.
Around seven. Yeah, it's yeah. Phenomenal. Yep. Like you USA people should come here more often, because every time you give your credit card, you have a savings of 35%.
That doesn't happen to us when we go there.
Also, to let you know, we have 5 spots left. So that's very exciting because we like to keep our class sizes very small for optimal learning, because it's all about the horse. We want to make sure you're clearly understanding that. So there's 5 spots left. So if you're thinking of coming to Shelley's, definitely do it now. Hold your spot so that you are not left out in the cold.
You know, it's funny. We just finished a course today, our last course for Calgary. And one of the comments we got at the end, that it was one of the best things that one of the ladies had done for herself in her whole life. And that's one thing I want to comment on too, is this course is just as much for every single one of us as it is for every person who comes through our doors as well. Because it is really a life-changing course. It switches your mentality about how to work with others, how to communicate with others, how to move a business forward, and how to look at your horses and how to work with them. And it really is, it's phenomenal. And I know you guys just, maybe you're just meeting me for the first time, but I am an OBS girl. I will tell you that right now. And what I speak is the complete truth. It is just as much for every one of us as it is for our clients.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's fun. It's fun. And you keep it very engaging. It, you know, it's fast. It's different. So, you know, there's different modalities and I like what you do. And I feel like what you do is, really powerful for some specific groups. It's, you know, obviously anybody can build a business for who they most want to serve. But for groups in particular, I think your methodology is really powerful and safe and honors the horse. And, you know, and you have great curriculum that goes with the facilitation. It's not just activity based, but the activities have purpose. Like, it's very specific. And I like that. So
me too.
You've got really good content.
Yes. Thank you.
So, okay, y'all. I can't wait for March, and I can't wait to see who shows up next. I know some people that are like, oh yeah, we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it. So if you are one of those people,
do it now.
Do it.
Yay. Well, we cannot wait to come to your place again, Shelley. It's gonna be so great to be with you.
If nothing else, to hang out with you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ditto. I miss you guys. I know. I miss you guys. Well, you're gonna have some fun. So, all right. Thanks, Carson, for getting all this worked out too. So appreciate you.
Thanks so for having us on, hon.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
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 Is it close now?
No.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.